program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Watch out, watch out.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network this morning. Well, it's Monday. It's the day that we are learning to love. Yes, we can't make it until the weekend. We can't make it until Friday unless we love Monday. It's Monday, July 30th, and it's 7:36 a.m. if you're just getting your morning started. We want to welcome you once again to the OPT Network. I tell you, back to school is rapidly approaching. We want to remind you that the library has partnered with the Rapides Parish School Board to help those almost 900 homeless children to get new school uniforms and gently used school uniforms. So we're on the front lines of that. And after we leave the show this morning, we'll be taking our uniforms over. And we want to encourage you to do the same. You know, there are too many kids in our city that are without. And, you know, unless we talk about it, we'd never really know. So we want to encourage you to be the change that you want to see in a child's life, not only today, but every day. I tell you what, switching gears just a little bit, as we were driving in, clear skies, another hot day. The heat index is going to make it feel even hotter outside. So we want to remind you to stay hydrated and keep those kids out of the heat until it cools down. You know, kids are still out of school. They're still enjoying the last bit of summer. And, you know, we want to remind you that they're out, many of them unsupervised. So make sure that you're watching out for the kids that are playing and throughout the day. You know what? We're super excited this morning because we're talking about a subject that we have not broached, but it is an important subject. And I want to leave you with this, but we want to make sure that you stay on point. Is your smile killing you? Yes. Tough, tough question. But those are questions that we're going to answer. We're going to be talking about oral health this morning. And it is a tough subject. Many people are walking around and not taking care of their teeth, their gums, and their mouth. And that's what's on point this morning. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. But we're going to have more on oral health right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've got some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we want to remind you to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are on point and always available to serve you. Remember, it's hurricane season. We want to make sure that your insurance is on point. And the number to do that is 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining us on this Monday morning, it's an important conversation, one that we all need to hear. Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about oral health, the mouth-body connection. Could your smile actually be making you sick? It's an important question, but one that many of us don't ponder. It's easy to ignore the effects of poor oral hygiene because all of that stuff is hidden in your mouth. But in a recent study, people with serious gum disease were 40% more likely to have other chronic health conditions. Why simple habits like brushing and flossing are not the most important thing to many of us? And here to talk about this important conversation is Dr. Courtney Richter. She's been practicing dentistry for almost a decade, and she practices alongside her husband at the Family Dentistry at the Lakes. We welcome her to the OPT. Dr. Courtney, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Such a tough conversation. Many people just look at oral hygiene as not a real issue. Let's talk about why it's so important and why the numbers are so staggering.
Well, the emerging research is so apparent these days that oral hygiene and poor oral hygiene has such an effect on the entire body. And most people just think their mouth is their mouth, mm-hmm. and their teeth are just about a smile and about eating. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize that the mouth affects the entire body, and the body can also affect the mouth. So if someone has an unhealthy mouth, they will be more likely to have another issue, another major issue, another mm-hmm. chronic issue going on somewhere else in their body. But the reverse is also true for a lot of these diseases. When someone has some sort of medical condition, they're more likely to have an oral health issue. And most people don't realize that. So it's so important to get the population educated on this.
Mm-hmm. And so let's start with an unhealthy mouth and what that looks like, because most of us really don't know what that looks like probably until it's too late.
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, the diseases in the mouth, you're usually silent until they're severe. And so I would love for everybody to know that the teeth can have a disease, and that's called dental caries or cavities, but the gums and the oral tissue around the teeth can also be diseased. And there's diseases from gingivitis, which mm-hmm. is a mild disease in the gums, just red, swelling, bleeding gums.
Is that how we know? Is that, you know, because most people that are listening this morning may have some disease in their mouth but don't know. How do we, what are the telltale signs that I've got some issues going on?
Great question. Red gums, mm-hmm. swollen gums.
Red, like overly red?
It can be even just a little red. Uh-huh. What we look for in the mouth when we do our oral cancer screenings and our oral screenings are nice, pink, firm gums. If the gums aren't pink and they're not firm, they're more spongy, and they're even just have a little red ring around the tooth, that means you have gingivitis.
Get out of
when
town.
When a patient flosses, if it bleeds, that means they have gingivitis, or worse. It leads from gingivitis to periodontitis, which is periodontal disease, and that's a disease in the oral tissue around the root of the tooth. And the reason why that's such a bad disease is because, number one, it's silent until it's severe, and once it's severe, it can make the teeth get loose. And people will eventually lose their teeth if it goes untreated.
Wow. Okay, so now I felt somebody say, oh my goodness, I'm getting blood when I floss. So those people should be really concerned.
They should be concerned. They should definitely go see their dentist and go make sure that it's something that's easy to treat. Gingivitis is so reversible, and it's so easy to treat if it's caught at that point.
How do we treat it?
If someone has sensitive teeth, then they should also talk to their dentist, because it could be a problem with the sensitivity around the root of the tooth, and the ligaments around the tooth and the oral tissue around the tooth can be pulling away, causing sensitivity. So they should definitely go talk to their dentist about what treatment they may need.
And so, you know, when we were looking at having this conversation, we know that most people run from the dentist. Most people, I mean, dentists just have a bad rap. And so people are not as prone to go in and get their teeth checked and cleaned and understand what's going on. What can we do to reverse that, especially with, and these studies aren't new, the studies that show that, you know, gum disease and the bacteria are prone to cause diabetes and strokes and even heart disease. These are really not new studies.
Absolutely not. They're not new studies. And the more we educate people about the problems that can occur if they don't see the dentist and if they don't see the hygienist and they don't get that preventative care, the more we educate them, hopefully the more likely they will be to take care of these things on the front end. If someone keeps up with their regular visits with the hygienist, gets those screenings regularly, then they usually will not have a problem later on down the line. It's unfortunate that dentistry has put this fear in a lot of people, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of it comes from where dentistry used to be, and it's changed so much since then. Dentistry used to be a little more primitive, and it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. It can be very nice, and it can be anxiety-free, and you know, our instruments and our materials and our anesthesia, everything is so much more pleasant now. And so getting children to go early mm-hmm. is the number one thing I talk to patients about. If a child starts off going early, they're less likely to have the problems, and then they're less likely to have a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because then every time they go in, it's nice and pleasant, and they're just going in for their regular cleaning and checkup, and they won't ever have that bad experience. The other thing is educating people about what to put in their mouth and what things can cause these diseases.
Mm-hmm.
High sugar diets and sodas, juices,
mm-hmm.
candy.
Especially for small children. Lots of kids are drinking lots of juices.
Absolutely. And you think you're being a good parent by giving your child juice.
Mm-hmm.
But until you read that label and see that that juice is full of sugar and full of acid, you really just don't know. And so that's also a great reason to go to see a dentist, is because you can get educated
mm-hmm.
and talk to your dentist about these things.
Now, Dr. Courtney, let's talk about brushing and flossing, the importance of those two very innocuous things, just things that we should be doing on a daily basis. How important is brushing and flossing? How often should we be doing both?
Well, we like for patients to brush twice a day, once in the morning and once before bed. And the reason why is because the mouth is naturally full of bacteria, but that bacteria can get really out of balance with the carbohydrates in our foods.
Mm-hmm.
So if we brush that off and then floss once a day right before bed, it'll remove that bacteria from those areas between the teeth and the gums where that disease really starts to accumulate.
Now, can you be flossing and brushing too much? Because, see, I brush, you know, even after lunch, and I floss just, you know, periodically.
That is not a problem. That's wonderful, as long as the flossing is not aggressive and as long as the toothpaste you're using is a good ADA accepted toothpaste. That's the American Dental Association accepted toothpaste. That means it's got the right amount of fluoride in it. It's not too abrasive. And absolutely, the more the better. We love that.
Wow. And so I want to talk about those people, doctor, that have gone too far. They have, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, my teeth hurt when I eat. Just one article I read, a lady was saying she only eats one meal because her teeth hurt. So that would indicate she's got some serious bad problems.
She does. She's got disease. Usually when they hurt, it's because either she's got a dental infection of the tooth, meaning the cavity got too deep, got to the nerve, and now she's got an infection there that needs to be taken care of, or she's got the infection in the tissue around the teeth, like that periodontal disease I was talking about. That periodontal disease is directly correlated to, like you said, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, dementia these days,
wow.
low birth weight, preterm labor. It's unbelievable everything that we know about it, yet some people still are either too nervous to go get the attention, they feel like they can't afford to go get the proper attention, or they're just not educated about why it's so important. And that's why your show is such a great thing for the population to hear.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can correct these problems, but more importantly, how we can get on point with better oral hygiene. This is a conversation that you absolutely don't want to miss. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, smooth, made with 100% fresh, fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy, it combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence and the credit union with a heart. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 and you need to make just one stop, Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville is where you'll want to stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're having an important conversation.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
And that conversation is surrounding your smile, your oral health. And it's something that we have not talked about, and maybe you're not talking about, but it is an important conversation. Joining us this morning is Dr. Courtney Richter. And we're talking about how we can not only prevent these bad gum diseases and the bacteria that linger in our mouth, but those people, Dr. Courtney, that have gone so far and there seems like there's no return. Is there help for people that are listening to us this morning and they've got a lot of decay, a lot of bone loss, and then there are those people that haven't seen the dentist in years? Can we help them?
Absolutely. We always say better late than never, because even if we catch it on the back end, most of the time it is treatment that can take place. They can undergo therapy. We can treat them with antibiotics systemically or locally right into pockets that may have disease right there in that pocket. And we can also help them take care of that problem so that they don't have bigger health issues like we talked about. So it's so important, even if you feel like you're too late, you're not. Just come in, let's talk about it, let's get it taken care of. Let's get you out of pain, first of all, because with pain means inflammation. Most of the time, the body's response to an infection is inflammation, and inflammation is pinpointed as being the precursor to a lot of other diseases.
Wow. And for those people, because I know that there are people that are listening that live in rural areas, and always have. And the water years ago was a big issue. And I just felt that pop up in my spirit that somebody saying, you know, I had issues with my teeth because of the water. In other words, people had discoloration on their teeth years ago because they were drinking well water or water that wasn't properly filtered or filtrated. And those people over the years are having problems with their teeth. Is there help for those people?
Absolutely. Luckily, right here locally, we've got a great amount of fluoride in the water, not too much. And it's a perfect amount. So water is usually not an issue anymore, especially with the fluoride that we have in toothpaste. So if anyone is doing their normal hygiene regimen at home, meaning brushing, and then in addition flossing, then they should not have those issues anymore.
But what about those people that they've had those issues and they're dealing with those issues now? Will that, the problem from the water from years ago, would that create decay later in life in those teeth?
No, it really will not. Most of the time, those patients that had problems with the water, it was usually because they had too much fluoride in the water that helped that caused that that discoloration. But the ones who didn't have any fluoride in their water, they are usually not susceptible to the caries or to the cavities unless the ingredients are put in, and the ingredients meaning sugar. Everyone's got teeth, or most of us have teeth. And we all have bacteria in our mouth. The other ingredient that's needed to cause cavities, no matter if your teeth are strong or if your teeth are weak, is sugar. And so if you don't put that high carbohydrate content in your diet, you will not have these problems.
Wow. Another important conversation, and we've had it before on this show, bad breath. Let's talk about what bad breath comes from. Obviously, you can eat things that give you bad breath, but bad breath can also indicate some health issues.
Absolutely. Usually, we start right in the mouth. You know, that's a good place to start. If someone's having bad breath, let's start there. Let's talk about what they're eating. Let's talk about what medications they might be on that could be contributing to dry mouth. Let's talk about the bacteria versus fungal balance that's going on in their mouth, and make sure it's a normal balance and they're evening each other out and one of them isn't overgrowing compared to the other. Then we talk about possible sinus issues, post-nasal drip that can be causing it. We talk about hygiene, if they're not brushing that bacteria off or they're allowing it to accumulate on their tongue most of the times. We also talk about the bacteria that's down underneath the gums that doesn't like the oxygen but can really have a very specific bad odor, that periodontal disease that we were talking about. It's very specific when that bacteria and that plaque accumulates there and it hasn't been removed properly by a hygienist. It can be something that you see or something that you don't see if it's down underneath the gums. And then we start talking, if it's none of the above, we start talking about possible GI problems that could be causing it.
GI meaning in the stomach.
Gastric, yes ma'am.
And so is it hard, Dr. Richter, for people to talk about bad breath?
It is. It's uncomfortable. A lot of things about dentistry is a very uncomfortable subject for some people because it's personal. You're in someone's personal space, and it can really affect their self-esteem. If someone doesn't like the looks of their teeth or they feel like they have bad breath, it can really affect their self-esteem. It's something that I personally, when I talk to my patients, I compare it to going to an OBGYN. No one wants to go, but it's something we need to do to make sure we're healthy. We need to go regularly to get these screenings and make sure there are no problems going on. And trusting the person that you're seeing is very important. And trusting that they're taking care of you and trusting that you can ask them questions that you want to ask them and feeling comfortable in that dental office with the dental team around you is so important.
Absolutely. And these are questions that we know that many people are struggling with and struggling with telling others that they have bad breath. And nobody wants to have to interact with someone that doesn't have good breath. I mean, it's just a fact of the matter. Now, does flossing or lack of flossing cause bad breath?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. If the food or debris accumulates, not just between the teeth, but between the teeth and the gums, we call that plaque. That is accumulation of debris, food debris, mucus, and bacteria. And when that accumulates, it will harden up. It will stick to the side of the tooth or even deeper to the side of the root underneath the gums. And so if we floss regularly, just bringing that floss down the side of the tooth and swiping it up, not aggressively, just that little swipe right up against the tooth will remove it when it's soft. And that way the bacteria doesn't just thrive on that content of the debris. But if we don't remove it, like I said, it'll harden up right there. And then no matter how much you're flossing at that point, you're not going to get that off. That's why regular cleanings are important with the hygienist.
Really?
They use that ultrasonic cleaner or those scalers to get down there and remove that debris once it's hardened up. We talked during the break about toothbrushes. It's important to know that you should not use a hard bristle
toothbrush. And for a long time, I did.
Because if you're scrubbing, you're not removing it once it's hardened up. Even a Brillo pad wouldn't remove it once it's hardened up.
Really?
So a soft bristle toothbrush is fine. If you're doing it regularly, you're getting it off before it hardens up, and you're removing it when it's soft. And if you're flossing, you're removing it down deeper when it's soft and it doesn't harden up. Every one of us are going to miss something. That's why those regular hygiene visits are important, because they'll fine-tune those areas that we've missed and remove all of that debris.
So how do we encourage people, Dr. Richter, that don't floss on a regular basis, have never flossed, because some people would say it hurts? Because I know, like, my teeth are very close together, and so it's, you know, it's hard for me to get down in there. But I do floss regularly, but I know that there are people that don't floss for various different reasons. How do we encourage those people to start today?
Well, number one, knowing the health risks of not flossing should help, just being educated on that. But I personally tell my patients, in order to accumulate something into your everyday habits, to become a habit, you've got to do it the exact same way every time. So if you put that floss next to your toothbrush so that every time you pick up your toothbrush, you know you're going to floss. We don't need to floss twice a day, but at least it's there. I also tell my patients, especially my young ones, like my teenagers, that I'm trying to get to become aware of this and to start this habit, I tell them, floss when you shave. I know it's something they're just beginning to do, and although it's not taking them from nothing to every day to a daily habit, it's beginning that habit for them. So I say, put the floss next to your razor. How often do you shave? And a lot of times the girls
every
will say,
day.
Every day. So I say, floss in the shower. You don't need to look in the mirror. Floss in the shower when you're shaving. I say to the young teenage boys, how often do you shave? Sometimes they'll say, every other day or twice a week. I say, great, I'll take it. Start with flossing twice a week. I'll take it. Eventually, it will become a habit for you, and we'll get somewhere, and we'll increase the number of times you're doing it a week, but I'll take anything over nothing.
Absolutely. Let's get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how many times you need to have your teeth cleaned a year. We're going to tell you where Dr. Richter is and how you can connect with good oral hygiene. It's an important conversation. It's a great conversation for Monday morning. Stay with us. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone to get to a better state, 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, all you got to do is log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up an incredible conversation with Dr. Courtney Richter. And not only is she a dentist, but she is just as cute as she can be. Her teeth are impeccable. And you know what? She's who I want working on my teeth. She is absolutely beautiful. Lots of information, and we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the OPT Network, because we know that you're busy. Before we got to let you go, however, we want to talk about the importance of how often people need to get in to see the dentist.
Well, most people talk about going to get their cleanings twice a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited that they talk about getting their cleanings twice a year. We like it every 6 months. But more importantly than just thinking of it as a cleaning appointment, they should put it in their heads that this is more than a cleaning. This is about an oral screening. So, you know, we talked a lot about the connection between the mouth and the body, mm-hmm. and how the diseases of the mouth can lead to or exacerbate diseases in the body.
Right.
It's important for people to understand that you're not just missing your cleaning, or you're not just rescheduling your cleaning, or not having a cleaning. You are missing valuable time to talk to your dentist, to have that oral screening, an oral cancer screening,
mm-hmm.
and a screening of the entire oral cavity. You're missing that opportunity if you don't go in twice a year. It's also a great opportunity for your dentist to educate you about any changes you've had mm-hmm. in your medical history, about your own family history. If you have heart disease in mm-hmm. your family history, or if your parents wore dentures or mm-hmm. anything like that, all of these things can be discussed at that appointment. Your diet can be discussed at that appointment. Any medical changes, including what medications you might be on that could be causing changes in your mouth.
Absolutely. And you know, These are really just important issues, and they're issues that people really don't think about. We think about high blood pressure, we think about diabetes, we talk about these very critical issues, but little do we look at the research and say, could oral health be the catalyst to some of these very big issues? And the answer really is overwhelmingly yes. And that's why we wanted to have this conversation, because far too many people are ignoring their mouth. And this is a conversation that's going to make people aware that there could be some serious issues. And as we are approaching back to school, how important is it for kids to have their cleanings?
We know that kids who have preventative dental work, meaning get their cleanings done regularly, get their teeth sealed at the appropriate age when those permanent teeth are coming in.
What does that mean, get those teeth sealed?
It's just a little clear coating that we paint right on the top of the tooth. It is not invasive at all. It just goes right over the top of the tooth. It fills in the grooves, so it makes the debris harder to sit on a tooth because it can't get deep into the grooves in the back of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting those regular cleanings and having those sealants done at the appropriate age will really help prevent children from missing school later with other issues. And like we talked about, prevention is key.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have prevention and we don't catch things early, then we don't educate the children and the parents about what they can do to prevent the problems, then we know, statistics show, that the children who don't come in will usually have more issues and then be out of school, miss school, have toothaches, and have infections that can be life-threatening later on.
And what we know is this. We know that the cost of dental care is not inexpensive. We do know this. However, left untreated, serious bad problems.
Absolutely. It is so much less expensive if it's taken care on the front end, if it's prevented. Treatment becomes more and more expensive the longer it goes untreated.
Now, you guys have a clinic that is in Alexandria. Let's talk a little bit about that so that people will be made aware of what you all do.
Well, we have a private practice here in town that I have three partners, Dr. Wilton Guillory, Dr. Aaron Mangum, and my husband, Dr. Trey Carlton, David Carlton III. And we have that private practice where we treat all patients, any age, any aspect of dentistry, from pediatric dentistry to dentures, orthodontics, periodontal treatment, minor periodontal treatment, minor oral surgery, regular crowns, bridges, fillings, veneers, teeth whitening, all of it. We treat everything in our private practice. But we have also got a great group of dentists here in town who have come together with the Community Health Works, which is a clinic that's been here for about 12 years treating medical patients. And we have opened up another wing of that Community Health Works building for dentistry. And the local dentists here in town have all come together and agreed to volunteer their Thursday nights treating patients that need extractions. So this clinic treats extractions only for patients who are in financial need. They don't qualify, they don't make enough money to have insurance, yet they are working people. They have jobs or they're students. And so this clinic is free for the working uninsured.
Wow.
And they go through financial screenings and then they get approved to come in, and then the clinic is open for the medical patients on Tuesdays and Thursdays and for the dental patients on Thursdays. And we eliminate the infections in the mouth by doing the extractions that are necessary.
Mm-hmm. And for free, those are going to be extractions. In other words, people who need to have teeth pulled.
Absolutely.
And so, Dr. Richter, why was it important for you to be able to give back to the community? Because you don't have to.
Well, these people are, this is my community, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
It's my community. Second of all, we used to have the availability for these patients to be treated at the Huey P. Long, because LSU Dental School had students who rotated through Huey P. Long and did this kind of work for this population. And unfortunately, the state had cuts, the dental school had cuts, that program was cut.
Mm.
And so now our community doesn't have access, immediate access to having things like extractions done. And that's so important, because these are the patients that have a life-threatening disease. These are the ones that need our help the most. They have infections that need to be taken care of with antibiotics. The clinic also has a pharmacy in-house that can treat them with antibiotics. And so if we can help eliminate these infections and take care of them and keep these people healthy, if that means to do the extraction, it means to do the extraction, and to get their entire health back where it needs to be, then it's something that we want to be a part of.
Absolutely. Just another way that business people, professionals are giving back in our community. Dr. Courtney Richter is a dentist at Family Dentistry at the Lakes. The number to phone is 318-445-4870, and they're located at 5422 Provine Place, right here in Alexandria. It's a conversation that we're going to have many, many more of, hopefully, to come. But you know what? It's a conversation that we really want people to hear loudly and very clear. Start with brushing and flossing, preventative measures that will help, hopefully, to create better oral health. I just can't say how important it is for all people to understand, and starting with our kids. You know, our kids, when we create these good habits for them, hopefully they will follow these good habits into adulthood. And for those people who are having some challenges, you know what? There's only one way to fix it, and that's just to do it, Dr. Richter.
Thank you.
Get it done. We want to thank you for spending the very best part and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, known for great play, great fun, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. That's Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt. Healing Stenlaw, one heartbeat at a time. Remember, for those all-important screenings, the number to phone is 318-442-0106.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, once again, we want to thank Dr. Courtney Richter. An important part of this community, just helping people to understand. You know, we say every single day that the more knowledge that we have, the more knowledge that we disseminate, the more powerful you are. And oral health is something that we have not touched on, but it's a critical, critical aspect of many people's health. And when you look at the statistics, only about 50.5% of Americans floss daily. And you know what? That's too few people. That's leaving many Americans with gingivitis, gum disease, periodontal disease, and all sorts of other bad diseases that are caused by bacteria in the mouth. And so, you know, looking at the number of people who have just pushed aside their dental health and their dental well-being for many reasons. We know that any time that we have to see a doctor, of course, there's always the cost factor. But just like anything else, we make provisions to get done what we need to get done. And, you know, there is nothing better than to be able to approach the world with a beautiful smile and a confident smile and to know that your mouth and your teeth are in shape. And so we really wanted to have this conversation. It's a conversation, one of many, that we'll continue to have to remind you. And this is what we started doing, also reminding our kids that it is important, especially after they have eaten during the course of the day. You heard Dr. Richter talk about the juices and how bad they are for our kids' teeth. We want to make sure that our kids floss, but most importantly, that they brush at night. And I know it's one more thing that we've got to remind our kids of, but we should be doing it anyway, and we should be leading the charge by flossing and brushing ourselves, and therefore it'll hopefully make our kids want to do it as well. It's just important stuff, and we're seeing too many kids that are walking around that have rotten teeth early. And so these are the reasons why we want to have these conversations, to empower you to get better. And we know that the journey, any journey, starts with the first step. And the first step for many of us is getting our teeth cleaned, our kids' teeth cleaned, before they head back to school. And you can do that just by making an appointment. And I'm going to give you that information to the Family Dentistry at the Lakes one more time. It's 318-445-4870. There's a whole team of incredible doctors, and they're located at 5422 Provine Place right here in Alexandria. Now, switching gears a little bit from oral health, you know the Olympics started this weekend, and they had the opening ceremonies of the 30th Olympiad, and it was absolutely amazing. And last night we watched, as many of you did, and you know we've been watching competitors, it seems like, all summer long, first with baseball. I want to say, before I get to the Olympics, while it's on my mind, you know, we have been really, really rooting for South Lake Charles Little League All-Stars. Well, they're going to be playing this Friday night in Waco, Texas, and they're going to be playing New Mexico. And all of these kids are vying for a position in the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So we want to wish the best of luck, many, many prayers for the South Lake Charles Little League All-Stars. But as we were watching the games this weekend and we were watching the gymnastics especially, I said to DC as we were watching and seeing the disappointment of one young lady, Jordan Weber, who was touted to do many, many great things that did not secure her spot in the Olympic all-arounds. And for those people who love gymnastics, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, Gabby Douglas and Allie secured those two spots on the United States team. I said to DC, do you think it's too much pressure for these young kids? And he said, well, you know, I don't know, because as she realized, as Jordan Weber realized that she would not be competing for gold in the all-arounds, she really couldn't compose herself, was looking to try to shy away from the camera. But you know how the media is. They are wanting the interview. And so as they cut to commercial and came back, she came back, and she was just a trooper. And I think that, you know, there are so many lessons that we can learn from the Olympics and from the spirit of the Olympians. And that is something that we talk about all the time. Attitude is everything. Attitude is essential. And she just womaned up, and she came to the camera, and she just was such a little professional. And we know that her heart was absolutely broken. And this morning we saw where her mother tweeted her, one wish right now would be to give you, my amazing daughter, Jordan Weber, a huge hug. So proud of her. She is all class. And that's really what she exuded. She exuded class. And you know, these athletes, many of them spend their whole lives, their whole young lives, for this moment. And sometimes as parents, I wonder if the pressure is just too great. But you know, when the stakes are high, I guess it simply could be called par for the course. And so we just want to say hats off to Jordan Weber, to the other young women that are going on, and she will still be competing. But you know, it's important that we sit with our kids and we use these moments as teachable moments, that it is okay to cry and it is okay to be sad, but attitude is absolutely everything, because when you're on the world stage, everyone is watching. And so not only for Jordan Weber, but for all of the Olympians, we wish them much luck. And we know that in competition, there's going to be disappointment. But we stayed up very late last night watching the gymnastics and watching them compete. And, you know, some dreams dashed, some were born in that moment. And that is truly the spirit of competition. And so we just want to say to parents, this is a great opportunity, great teaching opportunity, to watch and to share with our kids and to help our kids to be better competitors. Because anybody can win, but it takes a lot of grace to be a graceful loser. And you know, I wouldn't even call them losers, because just making it to the Olympics is a win. But we know that their heart's desire is set on medaling, and more importantly, a gold medal. So we want to say hats off to the folks at London. It looks like they're doing a spectacular job at hosting the Summer Olympics. And we will be looking for lots of athletes to come out and represent the United States and win gold. We'll also be looking to the track and field next week. Jenaba Tarmo, who we had on the show, will be looking for her in the Olympics, as well as Kimberly Holland, who is a sports agent for 10 other athletes, and we'll tell you who they are as the track and field starts. But it is an incredible time, and it's just great, great family television, and we get a chance to see all of the sports and just get involved and root for Team USA. And so that's what's happening right now. The United States is competing, of course, in London, and we wish them well, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen next. You're on Point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, Fun is here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, get wired satellites, get HD for life, plus so much more when you phone 318-767-2220. And McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us this morning, lots going on. And, you know, we have been telling you now that we are going to be presenting media sponsors in this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. So we're kicking off, oh, man, fundraising, education, and we want you to get involved. And in case you're not familiar with the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, it's a series that's the world's largest, most successful education and fundraising event for breast cancer that was ever created. And we know that early detection is the key. And so we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be fundraising. And you know that we absolutely made fundraising fun last year. And we hope to do the same. But most importantly, we'll hope, our hope, rather, is that you will join our team, Team OPT, in walking, running, however it is that you want to participate in eradicating breast cancer. We want you to mark your calendar October the 20th, and we want you to get involved. I know that there were lots of people last year that said this year that they would get involved. And first of all, we want to just thank all of the people so far, DC, that have phoned our offices and said, you know what, we're on board. Just let us know what we can do, what we need to do to make it bigger, better, greater than it was last year. So we are grateful for the incoming phone calls, numerous phone calls from people, individuals that competed and participated last year, people, new people that are calling and saying, how can I get involved? Well, there is room for absolutely everybody. You can go to the Komen website by logging on to www.komensinlaw.org. And that's KOMENSinlaw.org. And you can sign up to be a member of our team, Team OPT. And if you want to create your own team, you can do that as well. So we want to encourage as many businesses, as many sororities, as many organizations, whatever organizations, fraternities, wherever, whatever, to get involved. Because the more people that bring attention and shine a light on breast cancer, the better opportunities that we have to eradicate this disease. It is something that is near and dear to our heart, and we will never forget our sister, Janice Joseph Richard, who fought valiantly this disease. And one of the things that she asked us to do is to keep trumpeting this message and to ask women not to wait in treatment, not to wait in getting mammograms. And as we talk about mammograms, the monies that were raised last year for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is being allocated right now to help women that are uninsured and underinsured to get their mammograms. This is an opportunity, ladies, that we don't want you to miss. All you've got to do is call them up and say, what do I need to do to get my mammogram, my free mammogram, at the beautiful Women's Health Center at Cabrini Hospital. Now, if you're 40 years old or older, I'm talking to you. If you have no insurance or you're underinsured, we're talking to you. And so there are no excuses about why you're not having your mammogram. This is why we're fighting so hard to send this incredible message, because it is a disease that is treatable, but early detection is the cure. And so we want as many people within the sound of our voices to get on board this year. We don't want you to withhold your supply. There were people, DC, that got on board last year that didn't even know that they had the gifts and talents that were within them, that came on board and helped us to raise almost $20,000. And we raised this money for this movement, not for ourselves, but for this movement, because we believe in it. We believe in change. And the way that you change is to get active and get to work. That's the way that you make change. You don't make change just by talking about it. You make change by being a part of a movement. We're asking churches to get on board. We're not telling you what to do with your giving. We're not asking you to dig into your funds or into your coffers. We're just saying that there are a lot of women that inhabit the church pews. There are a lot of women sitting on those pews that have breast cancer. There are a lot of women that know they have breast cancer and are not talking about it. And yet there are the other women who have not yet been diagnosed. There are family histories that are involved. There are so many dimensions to this disease that it's unbelievable. But we're asking the community, we're asking the cities that we're covering, we're asking you to get involved. We're asking you to be the change. We're asking you not to just talk about it, but to be about it. Let me tell you how you can do that. You can go to our website and you can send us a message at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can call us at our offices at 318-445-5658. And if you don't fool with the computer and you don't want to talk on the phone, you can send us your information in the mail at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, and you can zip it with 7102. No donation is too large or too small. It is all going into the fight against breast cancer so that no woman will have to die from breast cancer. It's going in an effort to educate our young women to know their bodies, to understand what is abnormal, so that they know what is normal, or vice versa. Know what's normal so that you don't know, so that you know what's abnormal. Know your body. Do yourself breast exams. This is a journey. The journey begins with the first step, and the first step is getting involved. Let me get a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLAW.org and register today.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service,
supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a med-surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie, always on point. The number to phone in Bunkie is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Also, Darrell's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. Listen, it doesn't matter if you've got a domestic or a foreign vehicle. Darrell's Auto Service is here to serve you, and you can phone them at 318-443-5741. Also, Southwest Beverage. For more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. You know, switching gears just one more time. Before the end of the show, we had such incredible feedback from Dr. Lori Stillsmith. She is the author of Great Sex Naturally, and it is an incredible book. We've got lots of emails. We got lots of phone calls. Well, we're going to do a follow-up to that show because there are many, many unanswered questions, and I know it's tough to talk about. And I asked some of the people that called in, I said, was it tough to hear? And they said, absolutely not. Such great information. So we're going to do a follow-up to that show on Wednesday. The book, again, is Great Sex Naturally, and it is power-packed with so many things that women need to know about their bodies. But not only women, there's some great things about men and their bodies as well. And these are conversations that we've got to have in order to get better, to understand our bodies, and to find out about those things that maybe are just a little bit embarrassing to ask your doctor about. But many, many women that I have had conversations with have talked about having low or no libido. In other words, their sex drive is diminishing. And so with more than one of those conversations with women that are relatively still young women, we said, you know what, this is a conversation that we need to have, and we need to figure out why. What is it that we're doing, eating? What is it? Because these women have said to me that their doctors have said there's nothing you can do about it. And Dr. Stillsmith is here to say that that is absolutely not true. And she is helping to create great health through some really natural choices. Again, the book is Great Sex Naturally, but it's not just about sex. It's about your body. It's about the changes that are happening in our bodies. And what it does, it helps us to understand so that we don't feel like we're alone. So we want you to stay on point for that. On this Wednesday, Dr. Stillsmith is all the way in Oahu, Hawaii. So she gets up very, very early to be with us. But she said she had such an incredibly great time that she can't wait to do it again. And we can't wait to have her because there's so much more to say. But you know what we want to do? We want to encourage you to buy these books. We read so that you'll want to, so that you'll want to get more information. There's only so much that we can do within an hour and a half time frame. But there's so much more to be said, so much more to be learned. And you've got to put your eye gates on it. We've got some incredible people coming up, not only for the end of this month, but coming into the next month. And we can't wait to share those people, those authors, those stories with you right here on Point. Go to our website. If you've got some questions about your body, about some of the things that we talked about in the last show, you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And you can jot us a quick message about what you'd like to ask Dr. Lori Stillsmith, and we'll pose those questions to her on Wednesday. Questions that are hard to ask, but need answers. So go to our website, drop us a quick note, and we'll be sure and ask her those questions for you. As always, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. And we want to remind you that we want every single person to do something, to purpose in your heart to do something to help us fight and eradicate breast cancer. I want you to think about what you can do. If you're not sure, just give us a call, 318-445-5658. We're going to have the super mega raffle. We're going to be fundraising. We're going to be doing lots of things, but we want to include you. You guys are the absolute best. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.